Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Happy New Year, everyone, everywhere. In the interest of talking about some new things, we are going to be speaking today by phone with Marcus Hintz. Marcus is the new executive director of the Oregon Coast Visitors Association, affectionately known as OCVA, O-C-V-A. But we'll refer to it as Oregon Coast Visitors Association when we can. And so, Marcus, are you there today?
I am here, Donna. Thank you.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad that you're able to talk with us today from your home on the North Coast in Tillamook. And before we begin speaking with you about OCVA, or the Oregon Coast Visitors Association, please tell all of us, the listeners, and about Marcus Hintz, please.
Thank you, Donna. It's very exciting to be here. It's a privilege. Thank you. My name is Marcus, and you know, I'm a Green Bay, Wisconsin native who moved out here in 96 to go to Portland State University. And, you know, within seconds of being off the plane, literally, it just felt like home here in the Pacific Northwest. And I have to say, within a day, I was on the Oregon coast exploring all it had to offer. I was essentially a tourist the second day I was here. So those memories are very vivid to me. And it's one reason I'm really passionate about being the director of the Oregon Coast Visitors Association. I moved out to the coast in 2003 to take a job at Tillamook Bay Community College as their director of continuing and community education. And it really allowed me to get to know the people of the North Coast very well. And then in 1995, I started Kayak Tillamook County, which is a workers' cooperative kayak and guide service. So I've been doing that for quite a while now. And, you know, my qualifications as a small business owner on the coast really makes me pretty suitable for the position I'm in right now. And I have to say, you know, I have calluses on my hand from building a small business on the coast, so I can sit there at the table with just about any business owner and talk about what that's like.
Marcus, you started Kayak Tillamook County, that's the name of this cooperative, in 1995. And how has that been going over the years? And are more people interested in kayaking? Are you seeing a rise in tourism there in Tillamook County?
Yes, absolutely. You know, I have to be honest and say the first 5 or 6 years, we're really like, you know, Sisyphus pushing that boulder up the hill. But lately, it's really been taken off. And, you know, it's good to see the kind of the fruits of the effort in the last few years. I think everybody recognizes that tourism is really kind of becoming a mainstay of the economy. And certainly around Tillamook County, we see what's been dubbed the rooftop effect, where we see more and more people bringing their kayaks and canoes kind of over the hill to the coast and exploring our waterways. And we certainly see when we're leading tours out there around our 100-mile service area, we see a lot more people out paddling the waterways.
You know, one thing, of course, people think about the North Coast, when they think about the North Oregon coast, they think about the ferocious weather. And so then you think about kayaking, and then so you're not kayaking. Are you kayaking in the ocean? Are you kayaking in the little waterways? Where do you kayak?
Well, the owners, all the kayaking guides, we personally go in the ocean once in a while when the ocean allows us to, but we do not take customers out into the ocean. The waterways we paddle are inland tidal waterways, so the bays, rivers, sloughs, and some lakes.
Good. And
there's...
Go ahead.
Well, there's a lot of water between the Nehalem River all the way down to the Salette. So it's about a 100-mile region, and there's 7 separate estuary systems in that geographic area. And it's a pretty unknown fact by a lot of the people in the valley. So another part of the coast to be explored.
Exactly. That's excellent, because I didn't realize that myself. And now let's talk about Oregon Coast Visitors Association, or OCVA. What is it? What's its purpose? What's its mission? What is it?
Well, we are essentially the official agency that promotes and markets the entire Oregon coast as a destination. and we market it regionally and internationally. And our goal really is to increase destination spending by visitors. And what that means is when someone comes here, particularly from out of state, it's new money that has come into the state. And when we attract people from the valley, the I-5 corridor, to the coast, of course, it's new money for Clatsop County, for instance. It's money that wasn't here before. So that's really our goal, and particularly for OCFA members, you know, we want to increase their bottom line. One of the tactics we use is to market the coast by region. So there's the South Coast, for instance, which really has a different flavor than the North Coast. And so we take those characteristics, we kind of bundle them, and we market it as a region so that all the cities there can benefit from what we do.
Right. So the way I understand it is that the Oregon Coast Visitors Association serves the entire 363-mile coastline. However, it's broken into three regions, the South Coast, the Central Coast, and the North Coast. And your website, which is excellent, which I want to mention if anyone's interested to go to the website, which is visittheoregoncoast.com. Is that the best way to go there, Marcus?
Well, that's a good way. You can also just go right to Google. And I have to say, you know, our web presence is quite a gorilla. You can type in Oregon Coast in almost anything and find us. But if you type in just Oregon Coast or visit the Oregon Coast into Google, we'll pop up on number one.
So you're a membership organization, and on the website it says the Oregon Coast Visitors Association is a 7-county destination marketing organization recognized by the Oregon Tourism Commission as the regional destination marketing organization for Oregon's 363-mile coastline, working in cooperation with local chambers of commerce, visitor and convention bureaus, promotions committees, regional organizations, attractions, accommodations, etc. Who makes up the membership of OCFA?
Well, the list that you just read is a pretty good one to start with. We have resource management agencies, such as state parks, that are a member. Pretty much all the chambers up and down the coast are members of OCFA. Visitor centers, like the Seaside Visitors Bureau, is a member. And then we have a lot of small businesses and medium and large businesses that are members of OCFA. I think a goal of ours moving into the future is to greatly expand our small business membership. So we're pretty open. Any organization or business that is connected to the tourism sector is a good candidate to be a member of OCFA.
So like an art gallery or something, because obviously art galleries do not exist solely on the support of local patrons. They really need the tourism, you know.
Well, that's exactly correct. And, you know, I'm glad you touched upon that because, you know, wrapping in the art community to what we do is a goal of mine moving into the future. And art galleries are very good candidates. They probably benefit most from one particular benefit of ours. We give a list of weekly leads, visitor leads, to our members who've requested information and who've requested to be contacted. And art is one of the check boxes on our website. When people go there, they'll check the box to say they're interested in art and galleries. And, you know, please have someone contact me. So those leads would go to an art gallery that's a member of OCFA.
And I'd like us to now to back up just a second here and talk about the actual brand of OCFA, which is the logo on the website. And I encourage everyone to go to the website because it's full of amazing information. I mean, there's some things I had no idea about the Oregon Coast, facts of interest. For example, I don't know if those of you listening know that that we have in only on the Oregon coast is the West Coast Game Park, which is near Bandon, and that's America's largest wild animal petting park. And that, of course, the public beaches are open to the public, and that's a rarity in the United States. And So that brings us back to the logo, Oregon, the People's Coast. What does that mean, Marcus?
Well, Oregon, the People's Coast, it really puts forth what's fairly unique about the Oregon coast, and that's that the beaches have been preserved and maintained for all the people, that there's a free and uninterrupted access to all of the beaches in Oregon. And that's a pretty bold move. You know, there are a couple other states that have done similar things. Hawaii is the closest, but Oregon is pretty unique in the fact that, you know, the people here in Oregon have stated time and time again that equal and open access to the beaches is a really high priority for them. And, you know, it started back in 1913 when the state declared the entire Oregon coast as a state highway. And then again, it was reaffirmed, you know, in the mid-1960s with the Oregon Beach Bill. So that's a pretty bold statement, and it helps keep the Oregon coast wild and free. And but beyond that, you know, what it really means to me, the People's Coast, is really the character of people who live at the coast. You know, it kind of it connotates a people who are free, people who want to live life on their own terms, and people who want to be out here not alone, but free to be who they are. And so that's what the People's Coast really means to me on an emotional level. And I'm really proud of our brand, and it's something that I feel really good about putting out there and inviting the world to come and explore and meet the people of the People's Coast.
Well, on the West Coast, obviously in California, the beaches aren't all open to the public, and in Washington. And so in Oregon, I think Oregon is looked at as a very forward-thinking, cutting-edge state. And so in 1967, when Governor Tom McCall assisted in the passage of this Oregon Beach Bill, I mean, that was really a watershed moment. So it does guarantee that the public has free and uninterrupted use of the beaches along Oregon's 663 miles, which is why I think the Oregon coast is just a premier destination in the United States and really in the world in many ways.
Yeah, I agree with you. And, you know, our tourism industry is only going to continue to grow because of that. And thank goodness, because as we all know, you know, a lot of the other mainstay economic sectors just aren't there anymore like they used to be. And, you know, the potential for them to grow is pretty small, but the potential for the tourism sector to grow is enormous.
That's true.
And it has a large part to do with access to the beaches. If people couldn't get to the beaches, there would be much less reason for them to come here.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn, and today my guest is Marcus Hens. Marcus is the new executive director of the Oregon Coast Visitors Association, and its mission is to market and really promote the Oregon coast within the state, outside of the state, you know, nationally, internationally, which brings economic prosperity to the coast and all the small businesses along the coast. Your website is just an amazing informational stop. I mean, you go there, and one of the things that I didn't realize, I mean, you have a whole list of, okay, what can people do on the People's Coast from A to Z? And, you know, it starts off with animals and antiques, and it goes to, you know, farmers markets and sand dunes and road biking and, you know, wineries and whale watching. So if a person is saying, you know, I want to spend some time on the Oregon Coast, where do I go? Your website is certainly a place where you could find a lot of information. One of the things on this Oregon Coast Facts of Interest page is the fact that, you know, the Myrtlewood trees only grow on the South Coast, and that there are 79 state parks, which I didn't realize, 79 state parks on the Oregon coast. There are 11 lighthouses. There are 11 Condi McCullough designed bridges, which were recently placed on the National Register of Historic Places. I mean, and then it talks about all of the towns. I mean, you can literally go every town from Astoria to Brookings all along the coast.
Yeah, I'm pretty in love with their website. I think it's very easy to navigate. Beautiful, stunning pictures that keep rotating in the the list of cities down the side, you know, which get highlighted by the cursor, makes the site very easy to navigate. And we have all the basic stuff up there that people need to know to make their trips easy.
Because we know people are planning their trips online.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty well-known fact that, you know, nearly 90% of people plan their trips with information they find on the Internet. And, you know, you can't just hang a shingle by the highway anymore and think that people are just going to stop in. And, of course, some do. But, you know, when 90% kind of plan their trips ahead, all those people that are driving by, you know, they've planned their trip before they even came to the coast. And that's a really kind of valuable fact about ACVA, is that we are able to reach people while they are planning their trips. And we are able to provide them with all the information they need to plan a week or a month. You know, we can really get that information into their hands, and that's what we're experts on doing.
How long has the Oregon Coast Visitors Association been in existence, Marcus?
It's been in existence for well over a decade, almost 12 years.
Okay.
And, you know, it was born, I like to use the analogy that it was born Siamese twins with another nonprofit on the Central Coast called the Central Oregon Coast Association. And recently, actually, in the last few months, we've kind of did that surgery. We've kind of separated the two nonprofits, and we're both free and independently operated nonprofits now. So that's one thing that's new for 2013. Is that ACVA is kind of going off, you know, into the sunset, so to speak, completely an independent organization. And it's very exciting because we have so many opportunities ahead of us to grow and to keep exploring the coast and building relationships. And I'm really up for that challenge.
And right now, primarily, of course, you've got the web and you have travel writers who come up and down the coast. I know that... you organize travel writers to come into areas all up and down the coast, and then they will explore some of these, the galleries, the small businesses, the restaurants and things to write about. And then just, I think it's just a year ago or a year and a half ago, you actually launched the official Oregon Coast Visitor's Guide, too.
Yes, that's correct. And, you know, probably people have probably been seeing them in dashboards of cars and laying on coffee shop tables and people holding them in their hand as they walk around. We produce 100,000 of them, and about half get mailed directly to people who request them. And the other half get distributed to distribution points across the region. So they're really out there. They're very helpful for people planning their trips. But it's only one of our assets, as you were just talking about. It's really meant to be a starter for people. It's targeted towards, you know, maybe the baby boomers or people who really still like the textile feeling of something in their hands. But again, you know, people still pick that up and, you know, pull out their iPad or whatever they're using, their smartphone, and go to our website and plan their trip that way. And so, you know, a lot of the information requests we get are people who are in the moment planning their trip, or quite frankly, they're on the road. You know, they're on the way. They're coming here. They're trying to find information before they get here, and that's what we do.
And so for 2013, some of the new things that you're doing are you're going to, obviously, you're now really, you have some specials for small business membership, and you're really trying to increase small business membership up and down the coast.
Yeah, that's correct. You know, we are really putting our best foot forward, reaching out to smaller businesses who've not always been able to reach that threshold of a $500 membership fee. And so we do, for a limited time, one time only, we have a 50% off for small businesses for new members, new memberships. And, you know, we feel pretty strongly that once we begin that relationship and, you know, a new member gets to know us over the year and they see the benefits and the value we produce, we know they're going to stick with us. So we're putting that out there. And in the process, over the next year, we're going to be retooling our whole membership structure to make it a little more scalable and accessible to different sizes and types of businesses.
And I think you're going to also, I believe I heard that you're going to do, you're going to have a greater marketing presence in the I-5 corridor because, again, the coast is wild, scenic, free, so many different things along the coast from, you know, the North Coast to the South Coast. And obviously, a lot of Oregonians want to come here, but then there are people who are landlocked who also want to drive. And so the I-5 corridor is a very important part of what you're going to be doing.
Yeah, it's a very important piece of what we're going to be doing. And I think we're probably going to be flipping those percentages. We used to do a lot more out-of-state and international marketing. We're going to continue to do some of that, but we are really going to focus kind of on our home front here right over the mountains, southwest Washington to maybe Northern California, but really the I-5 corridor, because, you know, the reason for that is it costs a lot more money to reach people from out of state and internationally. And if we can get people to plan staycations, as they call them, you know, instead of someone from Portland getting on a plane and going to a different state, we're really trying to convince them to stay here, to keep the money in the state and come visit the coast. Once they find their new favorite place on the coast, they're going to come back again and again and again.
Right.
And that's a really good return on investment for marketing dollars.
The other thing, Marcus, I'm noticing, and again, I printed this out from your webpage, just here are just a few things that I think the coast is known for that you know, bring people here. Obviously, the Oregon Dunes National Recreation Area, that's a sand playland, which is phenomenal, and that's kind of the adventuresome spirit, and obviously kayaking, and visiting lighthouses. I mean, there are people who just have, like, I guess there are birders who have their bird lists, and there are people who have lighthouse lists, I guess, who want to see all the different lighthouses. And this 18,000 gray whales migrating twice a year along the coast. I mean, whale watching on the Oregon coast is something that also people really associate, I think, with, you know, with coming to the coast. And I like the whale watching spoken here program. That's I didn't realize. I mean, that essentially it's mid March to mid April. You've got this migration, and then you also have it, you know, December through January. So that's wonderful storm watching. I mean, certainly on the North Coast, we have to promote people coming here for the storms and during the storms, and instead of being afraid of the weather, really glorying in the experience of this powerful weather that we experience on the coast.
I agree entirely. And, you know, the winter weather to me is absolutely glorious. I love it. And I really think that when people come over from the valley, they're going to be surprised about how beautiful it really is. It's a similar challenge, I believe, for, you know, my small business, Kayak Tillamook, in convincing people to come out and explore the coast in the winter. And we are one of the few guide services that offer our services all year long. And the winter season offers experiences to our customers that they really can't get in the summer. And I think that's really a key content for marketing.
Absolutely. I would agree with that. I mean, birding and fishing and everything else. We just have a few minutes left here, Marcus. And so I'd like you to talk about what the main messages are that you'd like people to know about the Oregon Coast Fishers Association. Obviously, if you are living, you know, if you're here on the North Coast and you're listening to this and you think, you know, I have a restaurant, an art gallery, an attraction, and being getting to know Marcus, getting to know the Oregon Coast Fishers Association, which is closely associated with Travel Oregon, that would be a very powerful and important thing for me to do for my business in this year, because it's about people experiencing the beauty, the natural beauty of the Oregon Coast, and also really supporting our eclectic mom and pop small businesses up and down the coast.
Yeah, great. Thanks for adding that, Donna. And I would really love to have one-on-one conversations with businesses, particularly small business owners. The way to approach this, really, depending on the size of business and type of business, you know, our benefits would fit into their business development and marketing matrix a little differently. And if people want to engage with me, they can go to the Oregon Coast Visitor Association website to find my email address. My address is director@thepeoplescoast.com, and that's plural, peoples, director at the People's Coast. What's new for 2013? We are going to engage small business memberships and involvement. We're looking for community projects that we can participate in that make sense for the entire Oregon coast. And one of the latest kind of brainstorms is a public art trail, focusing on public art that's accessible for visitors to see, public art in public places. So, you know, you'll probably be hearing something about that in the future when we square away those details, things to get people to the Oregon coast.
Well, the thing is that the Oregon Coast Visitor Association, or OCVA, plays a very important role in growing the coastal tourism economy, and that is more important than ever before.
I entirely agree, and I really look forward to hearing from other small businesses. And, you know, the way that we're approaching this is dollar by dollar, business by business. You know,
right.
That's how you have to grow an economy is one step at a time. And we know that tourism is everything to some businesses, but tourism is also something to all businesses.
Oh, that's a good way of putting it, because together everyone is stronger when you have this. Because if you are bringing, which you do, the Oregon Coast Visitor Association brings writers coming in, and a writer finds out about a little tucked away restaurant that you have talked to them about, who's a member of OCVA or a gallery, and they write about it, that can bring business and help that small retailer stay in business.
Absolutely, and one key thing that we haven't really touched upon is our relationship with travel media, travel writers. They really do contact us for advice on where to go, what to write about, and we just had a great feature story in the Seattle Times about what to do on the Oregon coast in the winter.
That's
and
wonderful.
That's
Marcus.
Really a score for us. It's really important in it.
That is.
It
well, what a thing. Here you have a kayaking business in Tillamook, and you get to go up and down the coast, promoting the coast and working with great small business owners all up and down the coast and attractions. Marcus, this is a job well suited to you. And Terry, my engineer, is giving me the sign that we have to say goodbye here. But Marcus, thank you so much for explaining what OCVA is and does. And good on you for all your exciting new ideas in 2013 and beyond, and we'll be talking.
Thank you, Donna. It's a great privilege to be on your show.
Absolutely. And I will leave information. Go to the Oregon Coast Visitor Association .com, thepeoplescoast.com, and find out more information. Thank you so much, Marcus. Happy New Year. And I want to thank our engineer extraordinaire, Terry Wilson. Thank you so much, Terry, and local talented banjo instructor Michael Brunn for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. With gratitude for all the good things in your life, focus on those good things. Focus on feeling good, and then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, and for being here now in this moment, the only moment which exists, the now moment, on the amazing planet we call Earth.